What You Don't Understand About Insurance. Brought to you by Carolina's Insurance and Investment Group in Rock Hill. Doing what we say we will do.
Watts Huckabee, one thing I know that is very important to you and to your clients is supporting various nonprofits and churches and what have you. But the question always arises, what's going to happen to your giving after you're gone?
That's very true. You know, it is important to me, and I think it's because of my father. My father gave back. So over my 31-year career in the insurance industry, I've made it a priority to give back to this community. So our agency supports, I mean, typically 30 not-for-profits, nonprofits a year. But here's what I want you to think about. If you're like me and you're cutting a check to different entities, especially the larger checks, like your church, what's going to happen when you pass? That check's not going to come in anymore, quite possibly, unless the spouse continues to give like you did, which often that doesn't happen. So if you're a donor out there, you're actually a person that writes checks to not-for-profits, nonprofits, and you think that they're going to miss that check when you're gone, or if you're with a not-for-profit or nonprofit that's receiving a check, there are things you can do to make sure that an income can still come in after someone passes away.
It's pretty simple. It's called a life insurance program. And
you're right.
To get that discussion started, Watts, what do they do?
They can call me directly at 803-980-2474.
And don't forget, that nonprofit that you have supported all these years while you're alive is going to need any help that you can give them after you're gone.
That is so true.
Thank you, Watts.
Thank you, Manny.
Join us next week for What You Don't Understand About Insurance, brought to you by Carolina's Insurance and Investment Group in Rock Hill. Doing what we say we will do.